श्रीमद् भागवतम 11:23-28. My misfortune is the Supreme Lord's mercy. So, Noonam me Bhagwan stushtaha. Somehow Bhagwan has become satisfied with me. Sarvadeva mayo hari. Who is that Bhagwan? He is the Lord of all the Devatas. Sarvadeva mayo hari. All the powers of all the Devatas reside within him. And he is the ultimate lord of all the devatas. That means there may be devatas who are in charge of specific departments and who cause, who administer specific karmic reactions within the jurisdictions of their departments. But the ultimate governing and sanctioning authority is the Supreme Lord. And the misfortune that has come upon me, it is yenanito dasha metam. It is by his arrangement that this dasha, this condition has befallen me. Why? Because nirvedas chatmana plavam. Because this has brought about detachment within me. Nirvedas. And that detachment is atmana plavam. Plavam is boat. And atmana is soul. So detachment is the boat for the soul. The soul is struggling and drowning in the ocean of material existence. And the way out of that ocean is through detachment. Actually, this ocean and boat metaphor is used many times in the Bhagavatam and in the Vedic scriptures in general. And sometimes it is said that the human body is the boat. Sometimes it is said that the process of Bhakti Yoga is the boat. Sometimes it is said that the lotus feet of the Lord are the boat. All of it is correct. Basically, the boat is the means by which a person can get out of the ocean. So, human body is required for a person to get out of the ocean. Animals cannot do that. They cannot pursue self-realization. And even after we get a human form, one has to practice Bhakti Yoga. So, not all human beings get out of the material existence. It is the human beings who practice devotional service who get out of material existence. And similarly, detachment can also be said to be the boat, because as long as a person is attached to material enjoyment with the hopes that in the future material enjoyment will make me happy, to that extent, the soul cannot get out of material existence. So, detachment, as we know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased with Sanatana Goswami when first he renounced the whole world, and then eventually he renounced even the expensive blanket that his cousin, his relative had given him. And he exchanged it for an old quilt with a beggar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, super soul's actions are very great and super soul has bestowed his mercy on you. So, this nirveda is atmana plavam. Detachment is important even on the path of devotion. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's benedictine Sanatana Goswami being pleased with him indicates. So, how does this detachment come in our lives? Actually, whenever it comes, however it comes, it is the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Nirvedas cha atmana plavam. It is only by His mercy that we can become detached. Without His mercy, detachment is impossible. So, of course, His ultimate mercy is that we become attached to Him. But along with that, attachment to him. A devotee has to have attachment to the Lord and detachment from matter. When both are there, then that leads to steady advancement. And of course, when a person is detached, that person can also practice devotional service more sincerely. Here the Avanti Brahmana is talking from the point of his own perspective, that he was so terribly attached to money, and now he has become detached, realizing the futility and the misery that is the end result of attachment to money. And based on that, he is considering this as a blessing of the Supreme Lord. So we can also, when we are trying to practice devotional service and some misfortune befalls us, rather than blaming that Lord or resenting the misfortune, we can see that misfortune as a mercy which brings about detachment from our various attachments and thereby facilitates us to fix the mind on Krishna. If we see misfortunes in this way, then misfortunes will never be able to distract us from our devotional attentiveness, but they will increase our devotional attentiveness when we are practicing mantra meditation and are trying to connect with Krishna thereby. Thank you.